When he is killing the
Okay.
Owl.
Is it really?
No, no.
Let's
see what kind of story it's Thursday.
Remember what we were talking about. I want to, maybe we'll get into a little tangent and then we will continue from where we left off. Because we kept, you know, without really properly getting into it, but we kept referring to a very, very basic question, which came up again and again in our sugya and trying to learn through this very, very Yesodistic Tosfos. Which is, what's the nature? What does it mean when someone is chayav a shvua? So there's a fascinating line in Shvuas Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara has a havamina. There's a machlokas whether Shvuas Eidos. What Shvuas Eidos? Shvuas Eidos is remember, not like, don't imagine you know, your lawyer TV shows, where the aide has to get on the stand and put his hand on a Bible and say, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, right? That's how it works in American court. That's not how it works in Beis Din. The aide does not swear when he testifies. He just testifies. He just testifies. What's is what we call a subpoena, right? Let's say the aide refuses to testify. Then they subpoena him to come testify in court. So Shvuas Eidos means that the fourth paragraph said Shvuas, that if I have a court case with Charlie and Chaim knows testimony for me and I subpoena him to testify in court on my own with a shvua b'shem Hashem, then, okay, without getting into all the technical details, Kitzer, if he violates that subpoena under oath, then he's chayav for what's called shvua se'edos, which is one of the karbanos olin v'yordim, if that's the proper plural form, mentioned in Perkei of Masecha of Sefer Vayikra. Anyway, the Gemara asks, it's only Shua Se'edos if he would have won money for me, not if he just didn't testify stam. So the Gemara has there a machlokas. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi Mechayev, whether Eid Echad is Chayev or Potter in Shua Se'edos, Lein Ma'akam Ifli, Demar Sarei Echad Yos L'Shvur Da'asa, Humar Sarei Echad Yos L'Mamona Ka'asa. The Havnina there is, that the machlokas is whether Eid Echad is coming for Shvua or for Mamon. He's coming for Mamon, then he's Chayev Shua Se'edos if he doesn't testify. And if he's Chayev coming for Shvua, he is not. What does it mean coming for Shvua, coming for Mamon? So Rashi there says something very radical, which all the Rishonim and all the Achronim cannot stomach. He says, no, the machlokas there is, even though it's only Bahavimina, still, the machlokas there is an Eid Echad Mechayev Mamon, or is he only Mechayev Shvua? Like, is he literally Mechayev Mamon? Like, an Eid Echad wins in court. That's a very, very radical idea. And as you can imagine, no one likes that idea. So there are basically three ways to interpret that half meaning of the Gemara. One is Rashi, maybe an Echad Mechayev Mamon, radical, like against all Shas. The other is the Rimi Gash. It's in the Rimi Gash there, but it's actually quoted more easy to understand. It's quoted the way it's quoted in all the Shonim there. They say it much more concisely. He says, no, it's not a machlokas about Eid Echad. Everyone agrees that Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua. It's a machlokas, since if another Eid came, he'd be Chayev Mamon. Do we consider it to be Mamon because it could be Mamon with a partner? Or do we say, since right now he doesn't have a partner, it's Shvua? Okay, that's a local issue. However, I found in the back of the Gemara, I'm sorry, I'm not even familiar with the biography of all the people in the back of the Gemara, you know, who get, not like the Maharsha, but in the back of the Vilna Shas, who get like half a page for each Achron, and then it's very nice, and the newer one, they just make a Yalka, the Farshim, so you can find them easily, but the Poras Yopsi, whoever he is, obviously someone great in Lumdus, in the back of the standard Vilna Shas, and the Rav said the same thing, Rishim Ashur on Shuas there at much greater length. He says, no, the machlokas here, or the Eid Echad coming from Mamon or for Shvua, is really a chakira. It's a chakira in the nature of a chiyuv Shvua. Now again, perhaps only by Eid Echad, but it's the nature of the chakira of the chiyuv Shvua. Is it that you're basically chayav mamon, but with a shvua you can get out of it? Or is it that no, you're chayav to swear to clarify things? He casts certain aspersions, he creates a levis hasafek. You're chayav now to swear to dispel some of this uncertainty. But there's no chayav mamon. Is it fundamentally a chayav mamon, which you can get out of with a shvua? Right? Meaning, here's my time, is your taina. Ah, I tipped the balance of the scales. If I had two edim, I tip the balance of the scale so much that you're just chayav, nothing to do about it. If I had one edim, I tip the balance of the scales enough that right now I'm winning the money. However, if you throw a shvua onto the scale, then you could perhaps get out of it. That's the mamona hudasa, or no. It's just the bezin b'chayav you to clarify things through a shvua, and it has nothing to do with mamon. That is, I think, the most fundamental hakira when it comes to a chiyav shvua. Is it really a chiyav mamon, which you can get out of by swearing? Or is it really just a chiyav to clarify through a shvua? The Paras Yosef there suggests, that the nafka mina is the machlokas. Now, we're not going to go over inside that Gemara in Mem Zayin and Aleph in Shuas. It's a very, very complex Gemara, I admit, because the Gemara is there equating three cases, which the long Tosos from the Lamed Daled Amud Aleph up to Amud Beis in Bava Basra discusses how they're really not necessarily equated, and that Gemara does not mean all that it seems to mean. The case of Yorshim and Ayorshim, the case of Nasid Rabbi Abba, and the old-fashioned case of the sort of, let's call it the basic case of Mitoshin Yachal Yisham Mashalim, which is Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Lo Yadana, right? I say you owe me 100, your mode makes us you admit 50, and you say you don't know the other 50. That is, let's call that the classic case of Mitoshin Yachal Yisham Mashalim. The Gemara equates all those cases. And the Gemara equates that to Shneim Chashudim, which is the original context there. And again, our Tosfos discusses how Shneim Chashudim, Nasid Rabbi Abba, and Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Lo Yadana seem to be equated in the end, seem to have the same fate in terms of halachah of each Tana, each Amora, each halachah lemaisa and Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't seem to have the fate of the other two cases there, which we'll see if we have a chance to get to. But let's say classic, Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Lo Yadana, Mitoshin Yachal Yisham Mashali. Rabbi Abba, it seems clear from the Shach, Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Ami hold that, right? I mean, Rabbi Ami accepted Rabbi Abba, so it's both of them. Hold that he's Chayim, Mitoshin Yachal Yisham Mashali. And Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara assumes their hold that he's Potter, Mitoshin Yachal Yisham is not Mishalim. So says the Paras Yosef, maybe that's an afkamina. If it's really a chiyav mamon, you get out of the shvua, but if you aren't a shvua, you chayav mamon. Tough luck. If it's really just a chiyav shvua, so if you can swear, swear. And if you can't swear, then onus rachon apatri, then you don't have to swear. Then what can you do? You know, we're asking you to do something you can't do. So you're a potter. We can't ask you to do something impossible. That is the nafkamina that he seems to say. Let's just let's put this on the board here. Chiyuv shvua. Here is the mamona. What's the exact question there? The mamona ka'asi. The mamona.
The camera's out of focus again.
The camera's always out of focus when we start. It is very peculiar. An inspiration for us. Even if we start out of focus, we can get into focus. The mamona hu de ka'asa. Let's be the Paras Yosef versus the shmua hu de ka'asa. Again, let's be the Paras Yosef. Be everyone else. The Gemara means something totally different, but it doesn't really necessarily matter for you that the Gemara Shuas meant, or the Gemara Shuas meant with Prasya the Rimi Gash. The point is, he illustrates this valid question, and what do we mean by that? We mean that he's Chayav Mamon. But he can be Niftar with a Shua, or do we say no? He's Potter. he of Mammon. I'm suing him for money, and he is potter for Mammon. However, Chayav hu li shaba. Correct. He's basically saying that the Havamina, he said very foolish. I'm not adding anything to him. Says the Havamina, here in Shluas, is that Rabbi Elazar and Tanakama, I forget which. One of them is Rabbi Shmuel, and one of them is Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Abba. In which case, he would then have to commit himself to Maskana, and it would turn out to be a little tricky because it doesn't work really well. So you have to say it's Machlokes HaSugyos. But he's saying that very explicitly. He ties in, it's not me tying in, it's him. Okay, now, what is the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, let's call it Mitoch She'enu Yachal Yishava V'Shalein, version 1. I'll tell you what I mean by this. And this is the Pores Yosef. Is that here you would say Mitoch. Anyone see? She'enu Yachal Yishava V'Shalein, which is, it's really called Rabbi Ami in the Gemara in Shmuel Daf Mem Zayin. Why is it attributed to Rabbi Ami? Rabbi Rosina Shabe Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Abba, fine. Rabbi Abba, fine. I mean, again, it's the same. Rabbi Abba. And here we would say, Mitoch, it's not really Mitoch, but we just say Potter. It's not really Mitoch, it's Lam Rot. It's that She'en Yochel Yishava. He is Potter, which is the opinion of Rabbu Shmuel. Again, we're sort of taking the Gemara's word for it, that this is the opinion of Rabbi Ami, this is the opinion of Rabbu Shmuel, because theoretically we could have explained what they actually said differently, but, you know, that's the Gemara says. However, Nireh, what I wanted to say is, Nireh that you could say, not that way. Nireh that even within Nitosh and Yochel Shabba Mishalim, you could see it in different ways. What could you say? You could say that really l'kulei alma mitoch she'en yochel yishava v'shalein. Really, the Gemara we hold like Rabbi Abba. We don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel. We hold like Rabbi Abba. The accepted halacha is like Rabbi Abba that mitoch she'en yochel yishava v'shalein chamshi yidan chamshi lo yidan is chayim. Nasta Rabbi Abba is chayim. Less man the polig that is the halacha l'maisa according to us, according to the leader of Oran, according to the Sfat of the Gemara. But maybe you could still have such a chakira. The question is, what's the nature of mitoch she'en yochel yishava v'shalein? Do we say that this is the original chiyuv? The original chiyuv is mammon, and therefore he can't swear, he has to pay money. Meaning, if there's no new din mitoch she'en yochel yishava v'shalein, mitoch she'en yochel yishava v'shalein just means you're always chayav. Or do we say, no, this is a new chiyuv as a second step. This is a new chiyuv as a second step. Really, you're only chayav to swear. You're not chayav to pay. However, when you try to weasel out of swearing with underhanded, suspicious tactics, right, using a phrase from some of the Rishonim called reyasa, when you then have a reyasa in not swearing, right? You say, well, right, you're a clever guy, right? What happens if you're a clever guy? I get you in a position where you have to swear because it's a little suspicious. We have a little bit of a suffix, a little bit of a suspicion, you have to swear. And all of a sudden you say, you think I have to swear? Ha! And you come up with some clever scenario that you just pulled out of your back pocket. Could be, we don't know. But it certainly looks like you pull out of your back pocket the most creative scenario possible to get out of swearing. Why? Because, again, the assumption of all of Shas, the assumption of the entire world until really just a few generations ago is that lots of people are willing to do every favor in the book, but they're not willing to swear falsely. They're afraid of Shlur Sheker. So therefore, as a second step, Nuchim is the second step. Since you suspiciously avoid swearing, then I don't know, you could call it a knas, or you could call it a hachra. Since you suspiciously avoid swearing, you become chayav mamon, maybe as a knas, maybe because there's more of a reis in your taina, right? And you could go either way on this. You could say it's a knas, or you could say it's a reis in the taina. But what I'm saying is that, no, it's not that you're originally chayav mamon. You originally just chayav shua. However, since there's a, you, in a way that casts extra suspicion upon yourself, you try to weasel out of the shua, that makes it seem much more likely that you're chayav, and then you get a chayav mamon. This is what perhaps underlies the famous, celebrated machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, in a few places, right? The first one is even a left of course sheet in Torah Vinitan. What is it? Perikei Halachavav in Torah Vinitan or something. Are you chayav? Is every mitosh in a yochel shavu mishalim? Or only when there's a reyasa? Only when you do it in a way that seems suspicious, right? Meaning, what if it's an honest in a yochel shavu? So, says the Rambam, and this is the machlokes in a few cases, says, Kol shomer shenis chayiv l'shalim v'omre ein yodeh kama domem ani chayiv l'shalim v'abayim omre ani yodim kach grafa yeshava yitlu below shvua. Shvus ha-shomer. It's not shvus ha-shomer. It's a case of a shomer, but not a shvus ha-shomer. It's a shvus. Shvus ha-shomer means you claim nansu or nigdav or whatever would pop to you, and I say, how do I know? Here, it happens to be a shomer. That's coincidence. It's a motive ekdas. We all admit there's Adam. We all know what happened to it, right? We all know you're chayv to pay me. I gave you a cut, we all know you're chayv to pay me. I say, now that we all know you're chayv to pay me, it was worth $100. You say, I don't know how much, I don't know how much it's worth. And again, there's a technical point here about, do you have to have a specific number in the Hodaah, which is the second point of the Ravid. Let's not get into that now. Not talking at all. Shelo pikadom perkel lachavav. Shelo pikadom perkel lachavav. Right? I say, what do you mean? You were negligent of my pikadom worth $100. You say, I don't know. Maybe it's only worth $10. So now we have a case. This is called kamshi nidana kamshi lo yidana. Your motor, you owe me $10, and I say you owe me another $90, and you say you don't know. That's exactly the case. The Rambam says you pull the shvah. The bialim collect. The bialim doesn't have to swear. He's just chayiv mitokshin yochel shava me shalom. As the Rambam says, shumakoyev shvua ve'inu yochel nimtza zek yitoyim masayim v'hodul mix of arshayin yodeh. It's like our time you admit part of the rest of the inu yodeh, what's called chamshin yodana v'chamshin lo yodana in the lashon of shas. Shumakoyev shvua ve'inu yochel shava m'shalom toshin yisbar. Rambam's very poshut. Says the Rambam back to him, for abos ha'in mor kain, v'fish ha'in odom l'chamshin en l'chamsh lo yodana, d'hasam ha'vilei l'meidor v'yarum ehud v'amarim. If you say, I admit I owe you 50, I don't remember the other 50, you should know if you owe me 50 or 100. And it's clearly a harama. It's a clear harama, says the Rambam. That's when you're chayim, there's a clear harama. And I claim you know, right? I claim you know, you should know, you're clearly pulling a trick. However, over here, it's an innocent, not knowing through no fault of your all, through no fault of your own, sorry. And therefore you should be potter. The Ravid basically says you are potter if there's no haruma involved. And the Rambam says, no, you're chayav if you don't know. It says the same thing in Malva Veloba per Yud Gimel, Halacha, Yud Dalid. It's also pikadon, just specifically pikadon. It is a mashkon, right? Everyone admits, everyone knows the Malva was negligent losing the mashkon. Now the Malva has to pay, right? Meaning, if I lend you money and I take a mashkon and I'm negligent losing the mashkon, it's my fault. What if the mashkon is worth more than the chov? You know, which it often is, right? So I lent you 500 shekel and I took a silver candlestick as a mashkon and I lost it to Shia and now I'm chayv to pay and it was worth more than 500 shekel, says the Rambam. The exact same case. I say, I know it's worth more than 500 shekel. I know it's worth at least 501 shekel, right? But I don't know how much. And you say, worth 1,000 shekel. So you ask me for 500. I'm saying, I know you at least one. Says the Rambam, I have to pay. Same exact thing. And says the Ravid, says, l'shitasa hu holeich. Ve'ein anun is coming, though. He's l'shitasa. We're l'shitasa. That we, the authorial we, that the Ravid disagrees. Why? Because, and then what he says, If you had said, I know how much it's worth, if you had said, I gave it to you, you agreed it was worth $1,000, what are you weaseling out? Now, then that would look like a harav. But if I honestly, there's no reason to suspect me of anything, I honestly, how am I supposed to know how much it's worth? I am potter. Okay, the rabbi says the same thing as a tangent, where the rabbi doesn't really say anything relevant, but in his case, mama, the rabbi also says the same thing. He says, what if I say mixas yadana, mixas lo yadana? No. If no one accused me of knowing, if it's accepted that I honestly don't know, then I am potter. Says the general machlokas Rambam Ravid about what's called lo havale le meina. What could be a nafkamina? Nafkamina could be, what about lo havale le meina? What if he shouldn't have known? We don't expect him to know. There's nothing suspicious about not knowing. Keep in mind, the classic case of Toshin and Mishalim are suspicious. I admit I was 50, but I don't remember if I was 50. But yeah, I remember the other 50. Why don't I remember the other 50? Who doesn't remember the other money? Or our case, super suspicious. I'm caught red-handed, pickpocketing you and taking something out of your pocket. We're mugging you, technically, right? I'm caught red-handedly grabbing something out of your hands. I all of a sudden I go, but it was really mine beforehand, right? I mean, every kindergarten kid does that, right? Whenever they steal something, that's Shalim Me'abayit, right? And if a kindergarten teacher believed everyone had said Shalim Me'abayit, then that would be the end of society. We return to a Hobbesian state of nature, which is, you know, already kindergarten recesses are bordering on. So it's suspicious. What if it's not suspicious? What if it's innocent? So basically, this seems to be a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Says the Rambam, he's chayav. That would make a lot of sense if, again, I don't know where to that pirush in Daflam Beis and Shulis. I'm just using that as a jumping off point. If Eidach Hados Lamanu Dasa. Basically, if shul means a chayiv mama, you can get out of it with a shua. Right? What does it mean in modem mixas? The time is so strong that you're chayiv unless you have something else to defend yourself with, like a shua. Okay, so if I can't swear, then I'm chayiv. It's not my fault I can't swear, and if not, it's not my fault I can't swear, but I'm chayiv, right? If you can't bring evidence, whether it's your fault or not, you're chayiv with the evidence against you. Well, this would make more sense for the Ravid. Says the Ravid, no, you're potter. Why? Because you're chayiv only in makom shenire keharama arume marim. Yeah, if the reason we can't swear is a harama, you're chayav. But if the reason you have an innocent reason for not swearing, then you're a punter. The right makes a lot of sense. No, there's an added, you're really not chayav mamon. But if you then pull a shtick, then you're chayav mamon. Well, the Rambam would say, really, you are chayav mamon. Now, the shulchan gibor by us, right, the Shulchan Gemara by us deals with this, this Rambam, and he brings down this whole machlokas. He brings down different opinions. Says the Ravid and the Rush versus the Rambam. And what does he say? He says he thinks the Rambam really agrees. He thinks the Rambam really thinks. Go hey, the left of the Rambam was wow. Let's buy the after Shabbat to make the mix of any of the Lahav and Fush Rishon from Shabbat. Baby tummy, etc. Because he wants to answer a question, which the shop points out there's already many answers to. It can be a second. Well, haha, lama lohayim lonifka the das ma'wa dar shehim kiriflo kishi yukhli zar bishmi rasso. Vafilo hayishaya minik shaloy ayin anifka mashav afkidim et lo. Lo bishmol kaki afsan amavsku lo olamik lamecha shema l'ram mo'os toin she'ini odeya davar zeh. Okay, says the Shulchan Gemara, he wants to. I think this might be a little bit bedochai. Said the Shulchan Gemara, he wants to turn the Rambam into the Ravid. He wants to say, the Rambam admits it's only when there's Rambam. But even if I say I don't know how much the Mikadon / Mashto is worth, the two cases, that's also Rambam. Because you know what? People are usually interested in these things. People usually have an opinion about these things. He thinks it's Rambam. Basically, he thinks about quoting the Rambam Ravid. It's not fundamentally how does it work. Is just whether this case is Ramos or it's not Ramos. The Rambam thinks if I say I don't know how much the candlestick was worth, it's Ramos, because you know, I want you to know how much the candlestick was worth. And the Ravid thinks it's not Ramos. I'm not super convinced of the Shulchan Gemara. I don't know. I mean, what do I know? I don't deal much with Pikdonos and Mashkons, etc. I'm not in the business. But it could be don't know. It's not a boss house. I'm supposed to know how much a candlestick is worth. What? Give me a second. Great. That's the next thing. Next column. Anyway, says the Shulte Giborim, technically the Shulte Hakimorim, right? The Shulte Giborim is, you know who wrote the Shulte Giborim. It's a very good, very good friend of yours. From Yeshua Boaz, who also wrote the everything on the daf, the Masoras HaShas, the Ein Mishpat, the Ner Mitzvah, right, the Torah Or. He is the one who gave us all our hyperlinks before. He's the one who gave us all our hyperlinks before it was cool. Anyway, so that's the Shulte Giborim. He has very nice. Besides the fact he always quotes the Riyazdeh, which is useful. He often has very nice tradition. Anyway, he wants to turn the Rambam into the Raifit and say, no, everyone agrees from Ramos. But I'm not convinced. I think maybe the Rambam just means the Ketzos does not. Right? Basically, the Ketzos, the Ketzos takes, literally, I don't know if it's a literal or takes seriously, if the Shulte Giborim will allow me. Sorry, two columns. The Ketzos takes the Rambam seriously. The Rambam really holds you just Chayiv Mamon and Tough Luck. You know, while the Raivit holds, not only if there's an additional ground balls that we're Chayiv Mamon, only if you mess up more and give us more reason to suspect you. While the Etzem, you're not your Chayiv Mamon. Again, you know what I mean about the Shulte Giborim. He wants to say the Raivit just holds this the case, the Rambam holds the case of Ramos. Okay, but so how do I know the Ketzos takes seriously? The Ketzos deals with another fascinating case. And then I'll get to what Yehuda brought up. I'm sorry. The Ketzos deals with another fascinating case. Said the Ketzos, what about a case like this? Where, or maybe first, we should, the truth is the Shach also takes seriously. Everyone takes seriously. Okay, we don't need to put on the board. Who takes the Rambam seriously? First, we should mention the Shach, because it seems like there's a Mefurish Gemara on the right side, which we find from the Shulte Giborim. The Shulte Giborim just thinks the Rambam is also on the right side. There's a Mefurish Gemara on the right side, but not that there's a Mefurish Gemara on the right side. The Mefurish Gemara on the right side is the whole Makor of Mitoshin Yochli Shavah Meshalim. What's the whole Makor of Mitoshin Yochli Shavah Meshalim? I know you read till the end of Tosfos Maskal Habi Mecho Yeshua. Tosfos says, that's not the Makor, that's just the proof. Okay, what's the whole proof of Mitoshin Yochli Shavah Meshalim? How do we know that Chamshin Yedana and Chamshin Lo Yedana is Chaya, according to Rabbi Abba? What's the what drasha of the pasuk? Bein shnehem, below bein hayorshim. If his kid said, "I found a piece of paper that my father owes you 50, but I don't know about the other 50," he's potter. But if the father, the kid's potter, it says shlosa yehiyah bein shnehem below bein hayorshim. What's the case of bein shnehem below bein hayorshim? Right. Think about it. If I go to the guy's kid and I say you owe me 200, he says, "Yeah, I checked the papers. I owe you 200." Obviously, you don't need a pasuk. There's no shvuah. If I say your father owes me 200, says I checked all the papers, I don't see anything. You don't need a pasuk. Why would there be a chiyuv shvuah? The chiyuv shvuah is obviously promoted miktas. He says I checked my father's papers. I'm sure that he owed you 50. I don't know the other 50. He's potter. Nadiyuk is, but the father himself would be chayav. This sounds exactly like the Raivit. Says the shach. This is why many rishonim agree with the Raivit, even though the shach is shach likes the Rambam better. He said, he thinks he can be the type, like both of you says, many Rishonim, and different ones. He says, what's the right of Makar? Shuas Hashem Tiyabin Shneim V'lo B'nei Yorshim. The Yorshim are Potter. Why are the Yorshim Potter? Why not Mitoshin Yochli Shava Mishalim? Ah, that's the other right point. The Yorshim have an excuse for not knowing. They say, our father knew, he's dead. How are we supposed to know all of his business? Well, they have an excuse. They're just not Potter. It's only the father who has no excuse, and it could be innocently he doesn't know, but it's more likely a harama and a ramaos. You know, and you let people get away with it, everyone will start pulling the shtick, right? All you need is one guy to realize that whenever you're chayeshua, just say Eni Odea, or just say Shalichata Chatafti, or some other, and then there goes all justice. So, says the shach, that what's the right, it is, his proof is bin shnehem below bin hayorshim, meaning yorshim are biturim because lo hava lahem lameda, because they shouldn't have known, they have an excuse for not knowing. So the Shach says, so according to the Rambam, right? The Rambam didn't miss this, right? You can't miss this. This is like where it all starts. What's shot in the Rambam? So the Ravid says the Shach, just to deal with the proofs, says the Shach, that how would the Rambam interpret? He says, Lafi Rambam, the Ptur of Yorshim is not because Lohablam Lameda. It's not because it's not their fault for not knowing. It's not because there's nothing suspicious about their ignorance, their lack of knowledge, their professed ignorance. Rather, says the Shach, you know why Yorshim are Pturim? Okay, something we've talked a lot about this year. According to the Shach, why are Yorshim Pturim? He doesn't use the word, but doesn't it sound very much like something we've discussed a lot?
Yeah, there's a
Tonin Lahem. Yeah, a Tonin Lahem. It sounds a lot like the din of Tonin Liorsh Okeah from Tan Yunan Liorish. Right? What does he say? He says no. How the Yorshim Pturim, according to the Rambam, of course, Mishol the Lambam did who? Ella Davon. He is not there. They have no dealings with him. He's not the party. They're just inherit their father. The Dilmi have Yavuan Kayam of a time. Maybe if the father was here, he would have timed it. I know I don't owe you the other 50, and he would have sworn. Right? Again, he doesn't use the word Kohanim, but he says, maybe if the father was here, he would have won the case. Okay, it really sounds like this is the din of either Tohanim with your race or something similar to that. Meaning that the Shach says, don't think. I know anyone who read the Gemara Dafim Zayin says, it's Mefurish and Shas like the Ravid. The Rambam makes no sense. And maybe that's why the Shulim were trying to turn the Rambam to the Ravid as well. The Shas said, no, 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 no. B'didei, it makes no difference whether it's suspicious or not suspicious, whether it's justified or unjustified. L'fi ha-Rambam, Tor Yorshim, Eino Mishum, Delo Hava Lahem Lemeda, Ella Mishum the Yorshim Haim. Meaning the Ptur Yorshim is not because they shouldn't have known. It's a special Ptur Yorshim because since they're not the people involved, they're other people. For the other people, we have a special Ptur that they don't have to deal with all of the obligations of their father. And since if their father was here, maybe he would have been okay. Therefore, maybe their father was here, he would have timed it in a way that won the case. Therefore, we give them credit, as it were. Okay, maybe this is the mother d'oraisa, didn't we saw the whole year. We saw this thing of torn in the Ursula cat, soft people healing. Maybe this is mother d'oraisa. She was just even shame a little bit in the Yorshim, not because they have an excuse, because if he had an excuse, it wouldn't help. There's a special din that the Yorshim are pata because since they were not the original parties, therefore we give them more privileges. Okay, I admit Yesh London was owed in terms of details and how it shims, but we'll leave that for now. Now, let's deal with what Yehuda says. What about a chashud? That's an interesting case. What about a chashud? What does it mean, chashud? A guy who was caught lying once, right, or was caught stealing once, whatever the case may be, is not only possible eidos, he's also possible for shmur from now on. So what if I sue you, you're chayv shmur, but you're chasher, so you can't swear. So everyone knows what the din is. Anyone want to remind me? What's the din if I sue Abe and he can't swear? What? I swear Nishban Vinotlin. I'm a Nishba Vinotel. Okay, I'm not Texas, but I'm a Nishba Vinotel, right? The question is, I'm a Nishba Vinotel. Nishba Vinotel, is it Din D'oraisa or Din D'rabbanan? Someone quote me the first Mishnah in the seventh parak of Shmuas. Kol Nishban Sheba Torah. Right, Nishban V'Emesham. Right, Nishban V'Eftaran, as we say. Me D'oraisa is also saying Nishba Vinotel, only defendant, only a Nitba, only defendant swears in the Torah. Any plaintiff swears only D'rabbanan. Me D'rabbanan, Nishba Vinotel. The question is, that's called the Takana D'rabbanan. What was the D'oraisa before they made that Takana D'rabbanan? Right? What would have been the D'oraisa before they made the Takana D'rabbanan? What would have been the D'oraisa? If I sue you and you're Chashud, we know D'rabbanan what happens. But what happens D'oraisa? Are you Potter D'oraisa? But the Rabbanan gave me a chance to win by swearing and collecting? Or you chayav d'oraisa, but the Rabbanan felt bad for you and therefore said that I should swear before I collect. So this is a big machlokes achronim within Rishonim. It's Eratosus asked this question in Bat Metzia Daf Hei. We're just not sure what he means by his answer. It's a very short Tosos in Bat Metzia. Maybe it's the top one in Daf Hei in days. What? The top one on on Aleph, the second last one on Aleph. The M Tomer says, by defendant being kosher. So he's two answers. Aviyesh lomar hacha iam rina mishalim lo shabkas lechayid v'lo omi v'uhu lidei shlua v'yitlu kol asher lo. Says, you know what, if the guy's chashud, if we would say mitok sheyach l'shav mishalim lo shabkas lechayid, it would end up being unfair because unscrupulous people would come, put him in a situation where he's chayid v'shlua, and then take all his money. So therefore, it really seems like midah oraisa however, we grew up on him, we feel bad for him because people might take advantage. If no one would take advantage, but we feel bad for him, and therefore we made a rule of nishba vin no tell.
But that only be by a chashud al shivul. How often does that happen?
No, anyone who's chashud on stealing, we assume is also chashud al shivul.
Yeah, but that again, you're talking.
What do you mean? How often does it happen?
Unscrupulous from somebody who's already suspicious.
There's a lot of suspicious people out there.
At the end of the day, all the people who would most likely try to steal from another person can still be.
No, because people are afraid of swearing falsely.
But if the person who's most likely to do this is a Gazlan, the guy who's a Gazlan can't take a shvuah. So he's going to come to bed and he's going to be towing against the Gazlan, and the guy has to take a shvuah, he can't take a shvuah. So now it's going to fall on me at the plaintiff.
You're saying you're going to end up in a situation with Shem Chasudin. Now, we know Shem Chasudin is a big machlokes, and it's not clear how we paskin, but even if we were to paskin 50-50, then he gets to take away half his money. And if he iterates enough times, they'll approach all of it. That's a good question on Tosos, meaning you're saying this line in Tosos might only make sense if Shem Chasudin and he was potter. It's might be unlikely to us if you're going unicorn that she was the least likely she could pass the night. So I'm not sure. That's a question of Tosus. Unless Tosus would say that Shneim Chashudim is the Milsud Lo Shchicha, that one chashud of dealings with another chashud is Milsud Lo Shchicha, as you point out, if he's clever, he can take advantage of this. So the answer is, I don't know. It's a good question. I hadn't thought of it. It's a good question. Unless you assume Chazar Shul the Sinai, which is not so Pashut. Tosa's second answer is the Hasam Ali Shwur the Ricely Allah Tishabo Tishalam Al Haqa Baratsi Shabani Khan Kahlo Yishal. Also in this case, in a case we talk to Shall we say, you owe me a shwur, swear or pay. Meaning mafatom. Over here, the guy says, I want to swear, just the rabbis won't let me swear. He's willing to swear. He's willing to swear, just they won't let him swear. Now, here we have a big deal, almost in too much detail. What exactly this second day in Tosfos means. Let's just take this for a second. What about Choshon Hachayim Shvua? Madino min haTorah. What's the din min haTorah? Because we are bottom, we know what the din is. But what's the din min haTorah? So what would you think? You would think if there's fundamentally a chiyuv mamon here, then the chiyuv mamon, you can't get out of it, you should be chayuv min haTorah. And this is, seems to be pretty clear, the first day of Tosef, he's really chayuv min haTorah, but simply might take advantage of it, therefore they put a break on it. However, if you held like the right with Derech, that no, only there's a Reisa. And you have like the right is there, that only there's a Reisa. Now again, here, one could take this in more than one way, but
at the very least at first, if you held like the derech to raise. So really, you're not chayiv mamon.
You're only chayiv mamon as a additional suspicion of pulling shtick to get out of your shvua that you're obviously tilting the scales against you. In this case, the guy said, well, look, I want to swear just for technical reasons I can't. So maybe you should say that you are potter min ha-Torah, which perhaps is the second day in Tosa. The second day, so say, why should you be first day? Tosa says you should be chayiv. But in the result, so they made it to caught him. Second day, Tosa says, why should you be chayiv? He's willing to swear. He didn't do anything wrong. He's willing to swear. And that is how the Bach and the Ktsos understand the second day.
And Tosos, this is clearly the opinion of Lecha Mishnah. This is clearly the opinion of the Lecha Mishnah, because the Lecha Mishnah says that, you know why the other one can swear to Kalech? It's a knas the Rabbanim made against him. The knas the Rabbanim made against him means Benatori's potter. Benatori's potter, but the Rabbanim, they like to put knases on foster people, so they made a rule of Nishpa Benotel. So this is clearly the opinion of the Lecha Mishnah. And the Ktsos also means here, but this is Tosfos, in his second opinion, Lefi the Bach and the Ktsos. The Bach and the Ktsos assume that the Machlokes in the Judaism Tosfos is what's his din in Atorah. First day in Tosfos says, Benatori is Chayim, but in the soul. And people take advantage, therefore they said Nishma and Otel. Second in Tosfos says, Benatori is Potter. What do you mean? He's willing to swear. Why should we penalize him? Minotaurus plotter. It's only me and Rabbana. They said, well, the other guy did this, but no tell him. My commission goes so far to call that a knas. The reason I say this is that Nodavi Huda disagrees. Give me a second. Nodavi Huda says no. Even the second day in Tosfos thinks that me the Oraisa he's chayiv. The second day in Tosfos is just saying, if me the Oraisa is chayiv, why did Rabbana decide to be extra nice to him and leave the other guy swear first? Because Rabbana felt a little bad for him because it's not his fault. But, according to the Noda Yehuda, again, we don't start counting people. The Noda Yehuda says both days and Tosos think the Raisa is high. They just argue why the Rabbanim were a little make one him, to the Elan or Sof, or to they felt real bad for him because he would have sworn. But the Bach and Tosos who know that the 2 days in Tosos are this fundamental machlokes. That the first day hold the Raisa is high, which worked well for the first time of Chakira, and the second day Tosos hold the Raisa is potter, which worked well for the second time of Chakira.
And you differentiate different kinds of tzuleitos. There's a tzul of chashuv and there's a tzul of gavra.
No, because the tzul shvua, here we're talking about tzul of shvua. The tzul of shvua is only if you are chashuv, meaning there's no tzul of shvua of karov or...
Even if he's a karov to the...
First of all, only the defendant has to swear. And there's no, you know, and he's a malgavra, he can swear, right? I mean, you don't need any of those malgavra to swear, right? A woman can swear, and a karov or a malgavra is the classic case can swear. So it's only, the only time you can swear is your chashuv. There's no such thing as possible shvua. There's only a phrase chashuv on shvua in Shas. Now, what's interesting is that the Ravid himself throws a little monkey wrench into it. I'm not going to mention it, but I'm not going to put it on the board. The Balamor in later Balabasra, in Da'ayin, which the sugya that Tosos here quoted, you know, gets up to the tangent, happens to go with the Avraham, who I assume he means the right of it, even though he doesn't mean the right of it. Why would he mean the right of it? Did he mean the right of Shver? Okay, he goes to Rabbah, I don't know who he is. Maybe he does he ever quote the Rabbah? I don't know. Anyway, he quotes a Rabbah or Rabbah, I'm not sure.
Not with respect.
Not with respect. He either, you know, I don't know if he means the Ravid, because he did know Shita to the Ravid. Even though the Ravid always responded to the Malamar, they both read each other's works. But they have some cases where they go back and forth to each other. Not necessarily under the riff. But we do know they were aware of each other's sheets that flowed both ways. So it could be the right, it could be Rabbi Avraham is the right father-in-law, the other Rabbi Avraham Desbin, who was only Rabbi Yitzhak, he wasn't the right in all senses, I'll say for Eshkol, whoever it is, he quotes this Rabbi Avraham as saying that, And I'm not sure exactly what I must admit, I'm not exactly sure what to do with him, so I'll just throw it out. I won't make a big deal of it.
He says, we only say Mechuyish Ruben Yochli Shava if it is by Shneim Chashudim. He passed by Shneim Chashudim. We say he is Chayav. Why? Because he has a Reyesa of Chshad, which is like a Reyesa of Chashudim Dana Chashudim Yidana. This Chshad is such a big Reyesa that basically it seems like maybe even if you say you need an additional Reyesa to be Mechayav, he thinks Chshad to be Reyesa. After all, now you're Chayashua, you're also a known thief. Or a known cheater. You're also a known cheater, so maybe that tilts the scales. So you could say, whoever this Rain of Ram is, that even according to the other side of the Hakira, you might say the right thing is right, because he has a Reyesa and there's always a Shatha Rama because he's a known cheater. Okay, but you could also just say, no, maybe the 2 days in Tosos, if the Achotzi in 2 days in Tosos, the Bachni Sos thinks it's Achotzi in 2 days in Tosos on the right level. The Nodu Yudah thinks Tosos is only one side, but okay, that's Tosos versus Bahamashan. Lemaisa, okay, hey, well, put a star. Maybe could say Chayav Min HaTorah because Shad Chashud maybe is a Reyesa, and this is this unknown Rabbeinu Abraham says something like that. But clearly, basically, we have this machlokas again and again. When we say mitok sheni yochal lishava mishalim, do we mean just shuto kashmo? Whenever you can't swear, you pay because like you're basically chayav to pay until proven otherwise. Or do we mean no? Whenever you can't swear, you have to pay, only if that's some additional suspicion or evidence against you. But if you just can't swear, then you don't have to pay. And that seems to be this much focus, whether fundamentally you're talking about Mishmur or fundamentally you're talking about Le, or fundamentally we're talking about Le Mamon. This also could underlie another fascinating machlokas that the Ramban quotes in Bamatzia about, now leaving Mitoch for now, right, this is all in terms of how Mitoch works. Another fascinating focus is, what if I sue you because you didn't swear? Right? We go into Bezdin. Oh, I want to know. Bezdin wrote it down in their protocols. That I sued Morty, and there was a Modim Mitzvah or what have you, and he's hyped to swear to me. Okay, and he claims, but he swore. And I say, you did not swear to me. So what's the din if I taina that he didn't yet swear and he tainas he already swore? So the Ramban quotes Rav Haigon, and the Ramban in Bav Metzia quotes a Rav Haigon, who says that, well, if Morty is chayav in Shuas Heses, remember, what's a Shuas Heses? That is a later Takanas Amoraim. That is a later Takanas Amoraim that even a Kofrakol has to swear a low level Shuas Heses, which is not so clever. Perhaps it doesn't involve Shem Hashem. Perhaps it's not even a real full Chalo Shua. According to many Bishonim. Okay, so if I claim he says he swore the Shuas Heses, I said he didn't. Shuas Heses is such a big deal. He's not going to have to swear Shuas Heses that he already swore the Shuas Heses. That far won't go. But what if he's chayav Yeshua Doraisa? I say, what do you mean you didn't swear Yeshua Doraisa? He swears he did. So says Rav Haigon, Shuvah Rav Haigon Zal, Nischayav Shuvah Natorah Vam Nishmati, Neman Aval Nishva Heses. He has to swear a Shuas Heses that he's telling the truth that he already swore the Shuas Doraisa. And then he says, "V'yech mishomer shu neman legamrei." And some people say, "No, he's part of legamrei." Okay. I forgot the sos. Oh, okay. You know what? I apologize. It doesn't matter. Well, I have to film the sos next. But let's speak. This Ramban says the Ramban machlokes in Rav Haigon v'yech shomer. I'm not sure what v'yech shomer is. It wasn't how we speak of v'yech shomer is. Whether you have to first list heses as to whether or not you swore a shua that you're supposed to swear or not. Now, like everything, right, we've been learning all year that you can analyze the yisod of this machlokes in two ways. They could be arguing about shuas heses. Is shuas heses only chayav shuas heses if I accuse you of something serious?
Or Ishmael Hesses, you know, perhaps something that clarifies any sechsuch between us. But let's assume not that way. Perhaps they're arguing about the nature of Shura Doraisa. I say you didn't swear the Shura Doraisa to me, and you say you already swore. What are we arguing about? Are we arguing about something serious, or just arguing about procedure, right? If a chayiv, someone who's chayiv shvua is basically chayiv money until they swear to get out of it, then basically I'm saying Morty's chayiv money. I'm saying you owe me, I'm saying you're chayiv $100. You didn't swear, you already chayiv me $100. I'm saying you're chayiv me 1,000 shekel, right? If I say Morty didn't swear, that means he owes me 1,000 shekel. And when he says he did swear, that means he doesn't owe me 1,000 shekel. Okay, that's classic modeling b'yadcha. The kafar recall is that's the whole idea of Shulis Hesses. The whole takanas, look, almost everyone agrees that later takana the Amora, the whole takanas Amora of Shulis Hesses is that if I say he owed me 1,000 shekel and he denies it, he's chayim. So I'm saying he owed me 1,000 shekel because he didn't swear. And he's saying he did swear and he doesn't owe me. So of course I should be chayim Shulis Hesses. Then that should be, that really should explain this Rav Haigo. And how about Hatoeng Lo nishbata li, v'hu toein nishbati. Right? So, if really it's a chayiv bamo, then I'm saying he's chayiv bamo, and he's saying he's not chayiv bamo. Then the chori you should say like Rav Haigon, chayiv shvuas hesed. You have to swear shvuas hesed that you don't owe me this money because the chayiv really owe money. But if you say no, it's really just you should clarify what you're saying. You know what? There's some ladies have something, there's some suspicion. In some cases, Bezdin just says you're putt. In some cases, Bezdin says you should clarify with the shua. Then you're not paying money to me. You're only paying to swear. Who said they made it to punish Shua's Hesses on something that's less than money? Could say not. But certainly, near Yoser, you could say no, you're paying Shua's Hesses even on things that are less than money. But near Yoser, they're potter. Mishuas Hesses. And this is the opinion of the Yesh Omer in the Ramban. This is the assumption. What's the assumption? The Hanukha is that your Chayav Shvuas Hesses rak al Tvias Momo. If you assume you're only Chayav Shvuas Hesses, if I claim you owe me money, then the question is, if you haven't sworn yet, do you owe me money or not? That's exactly this Hakira. And maybe this is what underlies the Machlokas here. I also want to mention Vixos. Vixos is a great Nafkamina, which really ties a little into, he ties it to the Rambam and the Raikun. Says the Rambam and the Raikun are arguing on a fundamental level, and I thought of another Nafkamina to their, you know, I said, this question came up, and I realized the Nafkamina, the Rambam and the Raikun, even though it's a different question. Now, you want to say yourself, what if a guy is chayiv to swear and he dies? He's chayiv to swear and he dies. Now, obviously, he can't swear once he's dead. And obviously his Yorshim can't swear because they don't know Yorshim should be Potter. He is chayiv to swear and died. If he had died and then been sued, the Yorshim would be Potter. Shvus Shanti of Hnei and below being a Yorshim. But what if he is chayiv to swear and then dies and can't swear? Okay, so really, I mean, maybe it's not even interesting. Maybe it's just another Nafkamina of the Rambam. Right, it says themselves, this is Nafkamina of the Rambam. Right. According to the Rambam, he's chayiv money until he swears. So he's chayiv money and didn't swear. Tough luck. According to the Raivid, no, he's only chayiv shvua. If he suspiciously gets out of swearing, then he becomes chayiv mo. But here, dying is no fault of his own. Let's assume we don't suspect him of committing suicide to avoid losing this court case, right? That would be going a little far. So, the Zohar says that's another nafkamina of the Rambam and the Raivid. So let's just, what about this chayav shvua umes, so says l'fiha Rambam, you're chayav. Why? Because you're chayav until you pay. I don't care if you're the best. Let's assume dying is the best excuse in the world. I don't care if you're the best excuse in the world. You are still chayav. That says mirror doubles. I tell you, machlokes that code the kodesh shvini rishon b'mi tov sheni yachol shem mishal mek lo havelay le meida etc. The Yorshim, according to the Rambam, he's chayiv money. Isn't that what the Ktos says?
No, not right.
What does the Ktos say?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is what the Ksos says, right? And you're reading the... He's checking me against the Masifta. I mean, I have the Ksos. Avalofishi does her Rambam, etc. Yeah, okay. Okay, and then he says, Ksos. But the Haravid would say, Potter, again, you just say there's a tendency. Again, he's coming out of Chili Gorm. Chili Gorm said, everyone agrees you're only 5 years suspicious. They just argue whether somebody doesn't know what something's worth is suspicious. He says, no, not at all. They're arguing about the nature of what's going on here. You want to manage the high level, or only if there's an additional reisa, an additional shashramos and haraba on you. The guy dies, no shashramos and haraba. Basically says, this goes down to, as it says, what does it mean they stand below me? Now, yorshim. If the term yorshim is because they innocently don't know, and once the guy died, they innocently don't know they're putter. That's the right. But if the term yorshim is because originally can't see the yorshim, we defend the yorshim, and the yorshim are exempt from being sued over this. Okay, but once the father is sued and the psakti was issued, like now the father's chayav mamo. He has a way out of it. If he doesn't use the way out of it, tough luck. Right? We're not going to revisit the lawsuit now that he died because he was already sued when he was a Bar Hachi.
Yeah.
Okay, what else did I want to mention here? Okay, the one last thing I wanted to mention, perhaps, before we get to our sugya, is perhaps this would tie into the fascinating question of Shemitah's Ksafin. All right, in the energy of more, we're getting closer and closer and closer to the last day of the last minute of Chav Tes Elul, right? It's already the week of Shabbos and Morchim Tamos. We can already smell Shemitah's Ksafim in the air. So the Mishnah says, Vashvias Mishametes es Hashvua. Not the Mishnah in Shvias, the Mishnah in Shvus. Or if I was a Galatianer, right? Not the Mishnah in Shvias, the Mishnah in Shvias. The Mishnah says in Shvus, Hashvias Mishametes Hashvua. That, you know, when the end of the year comes, Shemitah's Ksafin, B'shamit Shvua. What does that mean, Shvias B'shamit's Tashvua? And they darshan for a bossing. They say, Dvar HaShemitah, Shemitah's even B'shamit a Dibor, like a Shvua. So this is a big machlok Rishon on what it means. Says Rashi and others. You know what this means? That if I owe you money for a loan, right, halva. Shvias mishamet halva. I owe you money for a halva, and you say I owe you 20,000 shekel. I owe you 10,000 shekel, and then shmita. And I'm hyped to swear on the other 10,000. I don't get around to swear and get a shmita. Because shmita's mishamet the halva, and now I don't have to swear because I say mimanafshach. If I didn't owe you the money, I didn't owe you the money. If I did owe you money, shmita was mishamet. So I don't have to swear. Okay, seems, at first glance, seems very, very logical. Right, seems very logical. That's Rashi. And I know time is against Rashi. Meaning, you have some technical issues they have to deal with, such as they ask, why do you need a drasha for that? They said, Bar Hashmita, like that, you mothershot, you shouldn't need a drasha. That's just much of logic. If I don't owe you, I don't owe you, and I do owe you, Shmi's with Rashamit. Okay, so you have to... You have to answer that question somehow for Rashi, which is the main problem people have with Rashi. But the Ron there in Shua said, they need to be shown in the drasha of the Ramban there, right? There in Shua say, you know, different shot. Says, that can't be what it means. What in Shvita Meshametes es ha Shvua? That would be Shvita Meshametes Hamamo, and then mainly the book is worried about. Rather, it's the Shvias Vilim Meshametes ha Shvua. They say it's a big chiddush. What do they say? They say, based on Tosefta, which says, a milva kafronis, shvius is not mashamit. If I deny owing you money, shvius is not mashamit. Okay, that changes everything, right? If we pass it that way. I don't think it's, does it say that anywhere in the Bavli, or is that something we only find in the, on the Yerushalmi? Is it the Yerushalmi? Yeah, the Yerushalmi, okay. He quotes the Yerushalmi, Sefeshvias, Milva, Manasseh, Kafronis, Enum, Shametis. Okay, so it's Yerushalmi. We don't know if it's a Babli. Rashi obviously doesn't think, but we're not getting to that. So, you know, what does he say? He says, when I deny owing you the money, Shvias is not Meshamet. I still owe you the money. right? I said I admit 1,000, I deny the other 1,000. Okay, that second 1,000, first 1,000 I pay, that second 1,000, I still owe you. Shvius is not Mishame once I deny it. However, until Shvius came, technically the end of Shvius is Mishame, right? The end of Chavtes Elul coming up in 3 months. Until Shvius comes, I owe you the money, I leave the MS, and then I have to swear against it. Once Shvius comes, now I still owe you the money, I leave the MS, but I don't have to swear anymore. Literally, the obligation to swear was Nishmas. Shvius Mishame, the obligation to swear. Okay, that's an interesting, that's a big Kiddush, according to many of the Rishonai Sfarad. The Shvius Mishametes Sashlua means that I still owe you the money, but I no longer have to swear. I still owe you the money, but I no longer have to swear. That's the sheet of basically what we call, you know, the Beit Rest or Ramban, right? Yishone, Catalonia, whatever you want to call them, such as the Ram. Shvius is Mishame, the obligation to swear. So, what is, yeah?
It pays?
No, he doesn't. No, I'll leave the MS, he still owes the money. But I'm like, no, and he gets away with it. I'll leave it to Emes, he still owes the money. But now, you know, like Luya 2, you find even later, he still owes the money. But right now, he wins. He says, you know, I only have to swear, now I don't have to swear.
And he missed the Nidon Rashi and say, you have to take a Shua and four pay.
No, Rashi would say, she is the Shami the money, because Rashi apparently holds not like you Shami, it's she is the Shami in Milner Kafranis. Okay, so again, Rashi, I don't think there's much longer there. The only lumbus is that Rashi has to assume that the Bavli disagrees with the Rishami and that Shvius is Mishame, a debt even if I denied it. And then Rashi has to explain, you know, what's the part about the swearing? You know, why do we need the Drasha? Okay. But the Rishone, being Drasha Ramban, right? When they say Shvius Mishame Sashua means I still owe you the money. Although you can't force me to pay because you have no evidence, right? I still owe you the money, but I don't have to swear anymore. It's a shame the shvua. That's sort of viewing the shvua as a different obligation. Viewing the shvua as a different obligation. And what I wanted to claim here is that if you really held that the mamon dasa, a chi of shvua is really a chi of mamon, just a shvua is a way to get out of it, then it doesn't make any sense to say that I still owe you the money, but I no longer have to swear. What I'm saying is, how about Shvius Mishametes as Kashpula? If you really say it's a Chiyuv Mamon, the Mamon Hudasa, then you can't say, like the Ran, who says that am I wrong here? Hold on a second. Not a shame to be. There's no, it's not that I owe you a shvua. I don't think it makes sense to say like the Ran. I don't think it makes sense to say like the Ran. Why? Because no one owes a shvua. No one owes a shvua. The guy owes money unless he swears. But he doesn't owe a shvua, so either be mishami the money, like Rashi, or don't be mishami anything. What do you mean to be mishami the shvua? Mishami, I never owe you a shvua. The shvua is for my good. If I'm chayav shvua, it's not that I owe you a shvua. The shvua is for my good. The shvua is to save myself when I give up.
Why can't you say that Eidah, let's say an Eidah, but it's mechayav you both, meaning either one. The Eidah, but it's mechayav you, and you either pay with mamon or with shvua.
Okay, so hold that thought for just a second. What I want to say first is, that you can't, then if I'm chayav mamon and shvua is a way to get out of the mamon, then it doesn't make sense to say that now I no longer owe the shvua. I never owe the shvua. Shvua is not something I owe you. Shvua is something I used to save myself. But if you say I'm only chayav to swear, then you can say, like the Ran, you could say he only had an obligation of Shua, and now he is Niftar.
Right? He was obligated. I mean, it sounds like I'm obligated to shvur and I get out of the obligation of shvur. If you say I'm really on chayav shvur, it makes sense. I'm chayav shvur, now I get out of it. If you say I was really obligated mamon and the shvur was to save me for the mamon, then what do you mean now I get out of the chayav shvur? I never had a chayav shvur. I had a chayav mamon, but I saved myself with the shvur. And I'm clearly not out of the key of mamon because the mamon is not kishma. So then it doesn't make so much sense. I think what Yehuda was trying to say is that maybe we reformulate a little, maybe a little more complex. We could say that something, we could say, it's not that I'm mamash chayav mamon, but a shvua is just a way to tilt the scales and get me out of the key of mamon. Then the round number makes sense. So you don't say like mamon, you always say like rashi, right? No big deal. But maybe you could say that it's that I'm chayav shvua, not that I'm chayav shvua to them who would like some more clarity, so we obligate me to swear. Now, you know, oh, we need to clear this up a little, so please swear to clear this up. But no, no, I'm chayav, I lost the court case. However, I'm chayav to swear or pay. Maybe the chayav call, and not that I'm chayav the mamon unless I swear, but I'm not that I'm just chayav to clarify if I can. No, I owe you a shvua or money. Like the lashon rivam here, right? What's the lashon rivam here? The lashon rivam here is, where is it? Sorry. Kachwa dimshi shavel hachshayid o yishalim. Okay, I don't know. I mean, that could mean many, many different things. But maybe you could say that, no, it's a real serious deal. It's not that I won the case, but I have to swear. No, it's that I really lost the case. But not that I lost the case, I'm already chayim mamon, but I lost the case, I'm chayim to swear or pay.
Which is basically what the Horacio said. Like, it's setting up a case. Like, in certain ways, setting up a case. I mean, it's different. But like,
oh, yeah.
But you can set it up similarly.
And that might explain, that might be the shach's correlation to the Rambam. So the shach is another part of the shach. He says, what's the shach of the Rambam? Why did the Rambam say? He said, there's one case where the Rambam would admit that even if I can't swear, I don't have to pay. And that's the case where the other party admits that I don't know. If you admit that I don't know, again, if we have no idea whether I know, we think I know, we think I don't know, we're 99% sure one way or the other way, the Rambam would say I'm chayav. Well, how will it make us chayav? But what if you sue me and you admit I don't know? The Rambam says even the Rambam will pop me. So that you can't have the chalos chayav in the first place. And maybe that's what he's saying. If the chayav is a swear or pay, you have to have a chiyuv to swear or pay. If we both admit it's impossible for me to swear, then we can't have that chiyuv call in the first place. And we just think I'm going to choose for not knowing, but I could know, so the chiyuv can be called. So you could say, perhaps you could make a in-between formulation, which would work for the Ran. Perhaps you could say that it is not a chiyuv mamon, but, you know, if we want to say something a little in between, it is not a chiyuv mamon gamor, but not just an obligation to clarify, not just that we have more clarity, but it is a chiyuv, not shvua like you're chayv to bezdin to clarify. I'm chayv to you to swear, right? I'm chayv to you to swear. Chayav lishalem shvua. Oh, mom. You know, maybe you could say somewhere in between. It's not a pure key of shua, it's not a pure key of, not a pure key of shua to clarify, it's not a pure key of one that you're already trying to just have to get out of it. It is something a little between. You are high enough to pay, but there are two ways to pay. You can pay a shua, you can pay mom, in which case, then the ran would be nicha. Nicha. The Ram would be nicha. Yeah, this is a chiyuv. Instead of a chiyuv to pay, it's a chiyuv to swear or pay. But that's also a kind of chiyuv shvur that we call a dover. And then that would, I think, explain the shach right here. The shach that says that even Rambam admits, I don't really have room here, admits if the Toveya, even the Rambam admits your putter, if the Toveya admits that the Nitba doesn't know. Why? Because we can't say you're chayv to swear or pay if I admit that you can't swear, then how could I give you a chayv to swear or pay? If I admit you can't swear, then that's not a chayv to swear or pay. If I think you could swear, then if I think you could swear, then you're chayv to swear or pay. But if I admit you can't swear, then that's only a chayv to pay, and we don't give you a chayv to pay. So perhaps you can have the interesting formulation. I admit. Let's just take this back to our subject for a moment. And I don't find that might be the most mundane in the sheet of the rock. Like, it's not that we ask you to clarify. We're just asking you to clarify that's not really something you owe. And if you really owe money, then sure, that's something you owe. You really owe a shua, and there's a chiyuv called swear or pay. That's what you owe me. You owe me one of two things, either swear or pay. You don't have to swear. You can always get out of paying. You can even say you owe me a shua. However, if you can't make the shua, you have to pay the chalav asayin lada, which is another way of saying swear or pay. So the reason for this imagery formulation might be that Ron inspired to us. Amy, what were you talking
about? According to the composition of Rashi, what do you need a drush to focus on?
That is a great question. That's the question everyone asks on Rashi, and we're not going to answer that now. Okay, Rashi has to answer that question. Okay, now, let's take vector string in two ways. First of all, it's quite possible that there are three shuas go right, so we possibly have three shuas go right, so. Okay. Because we say, or that's not a second. Now we say you're a parshius kashub khan. There are three shuas daraisa, there's modem mixas, there's shuas ein echad, and there's shuas hashomri. Okay, exactly what the cases are, that's the Rebbe Yotam that Tosus made oblique reference to. It could be that not all shuas are the same. It could be there's definitely different shuas. Now, what's the best way to differentiate between the shuas? The best way to differentiate between the shuas is, if you notice, all the sugyos that we talked about in the Upper Lishon and Mishalim are about Shuas Eid Echad, like the case of Rabbi Abba, and Shuas Modem Mitzvahs. Kam Shini Dana, Kam Shini Lo Yidana, Shuas Shem Shiyah Ben Shneem, Velo Ben Ayorchim. The Gemara never explicitly deals with the issue of Mitoshe, the Upper Lishon and Mishalim, right? That's what we left off yesterday, last time, by Shuas HaShomrim. So does the whole principle apply to Shuas HaShomrim? Or does it not apply to Shuas HaShomrim? So this was the famous Machlokas Rishonim in the Rambam and Hilchos Torah Nitan, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet. So let's just review that for a second. Where did I have Perek Beis Halacha Dalet? What was the case here? A Shomer was Chashud. So the shomer couldn't swear. And like in the more common case, the shomer is chashud. What's the case again? I give Charlie my counter watch. And Charlie claims that it was taken by bandits. It was an ones, he's potter. And I say, maybe you were just negligent. Maybe you just let it wander away. So he's chayiv to swear. That's classic Shuas HaShomer. Shuas Shem Tiyem and Shnei. And that's the classic case. Problem is Charlie's chashud, so he can't swear. And normally we know what the rule of chashud is. The other guy's Mishpah Menotel. But I can't swear because I don't know. I'm a Tana Safi. I wasn't there. I say, I don't know what happened to it. So obviously can't swear. I can't swear Charlie's negligent because I wasn't there. So here, neither of us can swear. So what happens if neither of us can swear? So says the Rambam, Charlie has to pay me. Okay, but if I do know, then I'm a nishba benotel. That's an oral kizm chashud. If I say, what do you mean? I saw that you were negligent. Then I'm a nishba benotel. That's easy. But what if I don't know? Then mitoshen yochli shavam mishalim. The Magen Mishnah quotes from Rabbi Meir Zal. That's the Yad Vama. One second.
Shomer, Vatan Sha'avad. Happy. I apologize. I got this mixed up. Okay. Says the Rama. I apologize. Haya Chashid Shomer Vatan Sha'avad Bikadon Omnignav Shekinegdo in Yachli Shavav Lintol Shereinotona Vade Sha'aklo. And therefore, he's Potter. And then the Magi Mishnah quotes the Yad Rama, says in Tokshin Yachli Shavav is Mishali. So what do we have here? We have here that what about Shomer Chashid? So says the Rambam, Potter says the Yad Rama in my Mishnah, Chaya, because we talk Sheino Yochel Yishova Mishaleh. So now the only question for the Rambam is going to be, what's shot in the Rambam? This is really where we left off. What's shot in the Rambam? So, why are there no mitochshin yachli shav mishali? So this is a famous machlokas. Says the Shach. Why? So says the Shach because we only say mitochshin yachli shav mishali, rak. We only say mitokshen yachli shav mishali if the tovei is a tainus bari. Here the tovei says he doesn't know, like most machlokes say they don't know, and therefore he's potter. Okay, that's the chiddush of the shach. We only say mitokshen yachli shav mishali if the tovei is bari. Why is that? One could say for different reasons. I have two explanations for the shach. I saw that the bach that was in the brackets on the makor sheet says because on a chashud, we feel bad for a chashud, and we don't want people to take advantage of him. And therefore, any time the tovea is not a bari, if the tovea is a bari, then we say nishma benotel. But any time the tovea is not a bari, then we feel bad for the chashud, and we don't say nishma benotel, nishma benotel. Okay, so it could be a matter of not wanting to take advantage of a chashud. The Rav says a much fancier part. The Rav says that, no, the way Mitokshin Yochel Shav Mishalim works is that the Toveya is Taina is a good Taina, the Nitba's Taina is not a good Taina because he didn't swear, therefore one Taina beats the other. But it's all based on one Taina beating the other. Basically, it takes away the Taina. Mitokshin Yochel Shav is not a Chiyut Hashlumit, it's a lack of Taina, it takes away his Taina. And therefore, if it takes away his Taina, he moves to the other guy, but the other guy also doesn't have Taina, they're still even, and almost for all of our eyes. That's the shach. And therefore the shach says the same would be for short day down. You can't have a hidden one that makes us because there's no people in this in the first place because the base is not a bari. But according to the Rambam and many other short day down, the base is not a bari. It's effective. So likewise, you can say that cut. If the domain is not a bari and the nidbah is chashud, then he's potter. Okay. But the nesiva says differently. Says the nesivos, he says, Eino Yachal Lishava is Potter Bishvuas HaShomrim. He says there's a fundamental difference in Shvuas HaShomrim and the other two Shvuas. Why is he trying to do that? He's trying to answer another question, which is we had a whole question of Miku Potter for Shvu or not. So he said the Rambam and the Migash and many proofs of Miku did not Potter for Shvu. Those are all by Shvuas HaShomrim. There are many proofs of Miku does Potter for Shvu. Those are all by Mon Mitzvahs. So he says, no problem. Modem makes us really a chi of mamma. It's therefore a migo pati. Shvus HaShomer is really not a chi of mamma. Why? Because Shvus HaShomer is really just a pure chi of shvur. There's no mamma involved. Until Shani Yochel Shabbos Potter. There's no potential mamma in a Shvus HaShomer. Only in Modem makes us, and in Shvus Eid Echo, there's potential mamma. But that's what Siva says he based it up here. The Rambam says, you don't talk Shani Yochel Shabbos Mishali by Shvus HaShomer. What's shot? It could be that the Rambam is Lashitase. What do I mean the Rambam Lashitase? I think this Rambam would work well Lashitase with this Rambam. How so? Because there are two different ways of looking at Mitokshin Yochel Shav Mishali. One way is that it's really a chiyuv shvua. Just there's some other factor that makes you teich sheni yochli shavu mishali. If so, that should apply to all chiyuv shvuas. But it could be that no, we teich sheni yochli shavu mishali is because really you're chayiv moment to start with. Really, you're chayiv moment to start with. You can say by yedecha. There's an yedecha against you. You can say by moment mitzvah. There's a strong time against you, and you don't have a strong time. By shvuas hashomer, it's really hard to say they're really your chayiv moment. I'm not going to say impossible, but why would you really be chayiv moment in shvuas hashomer? We have no reason to think that you're wrong. What happens shvuas hashomer? Chaim gives me a cow to herd, and something happens to it. No one has any idea what happens to it except for me. I say it was an onus. I have a taina. No one has a counter taina. We have no particular. I clearly have the upper hand here, right? I clearly have the upper hand here. There's no good reason to think that I'm chayiv mom. So maybe that's found in the Rambam. The Rambam thinks we only say the tochshin yochel shav mishalein when there's a real chayiv mom involved. When the shvur is really chayiv mom. You can't say the shvur is really chayiv mom by shvur hashomer. That's going too far. It's going too far to say it's really chayiv mom by shvur hashomer. Because we pointed out that what's maybe the difference? What's shot in the Rambam, and then we'll take it back to our sugya in the few minutes we have left. That what's shot in the Rambam, what's the svar l'chalik, that eid echad and muda b'miktas is because there is evidence against me. If there's evidence against me, then it's not just because Sam were curious, we have a something. It's not just because the league says something. It's not just because, what am I trying to say here? If it says just you're sure, then maybe because, you know, we have a something. When we have a something, you should swear. I don't mean a something, we always have a something, but we have a grounded something. We have a latest on something. We have a strong latest on something, then we say you should swear. As opposed to here, where if Bamona who does so, we're saying because. We have evidence against you. Why would it be the Mamonu with the Gasa? The Rambam is on the side of the Hakira that the reason for Chiyuv Shvuah is because we have evidence against you. That's why it's really fundamentally Mamon at heart. You can say that by Motiv Mitzas and Eirechad. Eirechad is clear evidence against you. There's half an Aegis. Even by Motiv Mitzas, he is a strong Taina, you're a weak Taina. That's evidence against you. But by Shvuah Sashomrim, there's no evidence against you. What evidence is there against me? Anything can happen to the cow, and I have a taina, no one else has a taina.
Would it be a taina as far as though? Even if it's zero, it's not a din in taina in shomer, that's just
taina. No, technically, the taina is borrowed in that kind of nishma benota would come to play for technical reasons. But being on a fundamental level, I'm not sure you would agree. So you might just say that no, this is the nature of shvus a shomer, is that it's not a shvua, which is really chiyamah.
So why is the Ramses talk about that?
Because otherwise there's the kind of mishpah minotel and shalom yisrael.
What I'm saying is he's not even what said the notel not able to take a shvua.
If the notel is not able to take a shvua, then that is shem hashudim.
Right.
That's a good question. What do you do with shneham?
Hold on a second, because the Rambam does sound like shneham hashudim taka would be chayav, and that's a bit of a killer to the one second. He doesn't say. The truth is, he doesn't say. He doesn't say, and I think that might be totally missing the shot. But I disagree. And he doesn't say.
He also say even if he makes a kind of bars.
Yeah, because that's the nature of that kind of shul. It's still not a motive mix us. It's you know, the nature of Shulsa Shomer is not going to change to the Pinus Bari. Pinus Bari is just irrelevant. Okay, so the Rambam doesn't say, and I think it would be Nachmin. Again, why you chayv Shulsa Shomerim? So here's Sefer Nesivos, why you chayv Shulsa Shomerim? Sefer Nesivos, why you chayv Shulsa Shomerim? Because of one theory, right? Remember what the Nesivos says? It's Shash Hididami. Hididami, like Domeh, right? He thought. Meaning, the chiyuv of shvuah hashomer and sefer nesivos is fundamentally different than the other two chiyuvim. The other two chiyuvim shvuah are because they think you're lying. And shomer, why do you think he's lying? We have no reason to think he's lying. It's just that unlike the other cases, what's unique about shomer? Every other case either happened or it didn't happen. I mean, you never know what weird things, but in normal situations, someone's lying. Normally, we assume someone's lying. You never know. But in normal case, I say you lent me money, I say you paid back, et cetera, someone's lying. By Shomrim, what's the question? Remember, Shulas HaShomrim is not whether I gave you a Bikudin or not. That's not Shulas HaShomrim. That's Kofar HaKol, Modem Mitzvahs, whatever. It's not whether I returned it or not. That's not Shulas HaShomrim. It's that if it was damaged or destroyed, was it through Pshia, through Kneva, through Aveda, through Omes, through Mesa Machos Malach, etc. Those are very, it's a fine line. They're subtle categories. You know, we all know that even among honest people, everyone sees things in a way that's convenient for them. And I'm going to see something as an Omes, forget about the children. Stop. Anytime someone does anything wrong, they're more likely to think it was circumstances beyond their control, even if that's not strictly true. That's just psychology. So it's a Shaspin and Dummy. Okay, a Shaspin and Dummy is very different. As a Shaspin and Dummy, we'd like you to swear to make sure that you're careful. Once a guy swears, he's careful. He says, you know what? When I said it was Ones, but I meant technically, and let me tell you exactly what happened to judge for yourself, because I don't want to swear something that might be false. Right, and he already is very, very careful. He said, I don't actually remember that part. I just think so. What I actually remember is this. Okay, but a Shaspin and Dummy is very different. You know, I'm saying, Tolshe and Yochel Shabbat Mashalom in a Shaspin and Dummy. That's not because of a chash sheker, which is a chash bin dummy. I mean, it's not a chash sheker, it's a chash bin dummy. Or, I wanted to say another possibility, right? Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, the Gemara says in a throwaway line, that the Gemara says that really, maybe it's not a throwaway line, really unpotter, says, oh, it's kona the cow. Really unpotter when this happens to the cow. I only have to swear the hakas diagonal shalom bias to make you feel better. So now you could say Yoshua's all hapstaych of advice, I don't know, but says Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says, Sarkian, why, right, that's what we left off with. Why does the Gemara have to say hapstaych of advice? Why don't you say you only have to serve Shechai B'Shua? It's a little funny. The Gemara says, oh, well, I'm really putter and onus, I'm just Chai B'Shua. Why does that say hapstaych of advice? Maybe the answer is, right, Daf Lamed Hey in Bamitzia, that it's telling you, no, Shua's Shomer is different. It would be a different kind of Shua, I'd really still be Chai of the money. You wouldn't say I'm putter, but Chai B'Shua. However, Shua's a shomer, I'm really putter. But what if the Hafiz diagnosis of all bias to make you feel better? And you know what? To make you feel better, I have to swear. Since when did everyone have to swear to make everyone else feel better?
But that would be for Shua D'oraisa.
That's the nature of Xeris Agas and Shua D'oraisa, is that since you trusted me, obviously normal case, I don't have to swear every time it makes you feel better, right? This is before the modern day era where everyone has to do everything to make sure everyone else feels better. No. Din Torah is before modern day politics. I don't have to go out of my way to make you feel better. You know, you're responsible for your own feelings. However, if I trusted you with something, then that trust and that relationship of shomer creates an obligation that I trusted you, the understanding that you would make me feel okay with what happens. Right? So maybe Mahafis Daito, but what we're saying is that it's quite possible the Shulas HaShomer is fundamentally different than the other Shulas. The other Shulas are fundamentally Kiyav Mamon, they haven't told you Yahushua Shalom Shalom. Shulas HaShomer is fundamentally not a Kiyav. And again, what do I mean by the wrong Shalom? If the Tokshin Yahushua Shalom was a different sheet because of added suspicion, we might not be Machalik so much. What's the difference? Once you add suspicion, you should be Kiyav in the way. But if the Tokshin Yahushua Shalom means that you really had a real Kiyav in the first place, you really died in the first place, not because it's nice for you to swear. You really lost the case in the first place, then it's hard to say that by Shulas HaShomer, no, you really lost the case in the first place. You have all the evidence on your side. There is no evidence whatsoever, not even the tiny, you're the only guy with the tiny, and you're tiny that you're punched. However, because of the Hafiz Daito Shalom bias, because if he entrusted you, then he should end up walking away with a good feeling about it. Therefore, Midoraisa, the Pish Shua, but that's a pure, nice, that's crazy. That's just a nice thing, Shua, nice thing to do. That's not really losing the case. And maybe that's a shot in the Rambam, if the Nesivus is correct, the post of the Shach, maybe that's shot in the Rambam. I'm definitely attracted by the Nesivos, just because if you're going to have such a strong formulation that you really find money all along, it's easier to say that if you exclude Shua's HaShomer. Because it's hard to say that by Shulas HaShomer, and
justification. But the way the halacha and the pasuk in Mishnah is built is that tells you the first Chachamim, Alpanas Vadai, and then he says, Hey, Achashu Chomu. And it's clearly distinguishing between the other type of shuls.
I mean, he could have just said, Haya ha nipa sheva, right? Yeah. Why do you say haya chas is shomer? So if you were dyke in his lashon, which you'd like to do, right? Then again, someone would always say, just have to be a nice example. But he said haya chas is shomer. Sounds like it's more of a source of shomer, meaning that the time is sheva. I agree.
You need a lumbus to explain
right.
Why.
Right, exactly. And we have a lumbus who's saying why. It's not our lumbus. Then Stevens is lumbus. Stevens is the whole lumbus, no problem. Okay, with just the time to our side, but finish up a lot of things. The time to our sugya is, remember, Tosfos started with, how can we say Tosha Yochel Shalom for Shalom Pierre? Why are we saying no? Let him just swear with amigo on something else, like in the ayin. For the Rambam, I think the question never gets off the ground. What do you mean? The ayin, there is no Tosha Yochel Shalom for Shalom. The ayin is Shus HaShomim. Right? Hechzarti Migu Denensu. Hechzarti Migu Denensu. Meaning the real chiyuv shvua there would be a shomer. Of course, shvua is a shomer. That's just basically in shvua is a shomer. You really want? He's really potter. Just he has to swear lahakis daito or because of shas bin dami, but he really won. Okay, so if you really want, let me use a amigo. He really wants hetzarti. And if you say he's not going to get up the shvua, he'll swear. Right. But in the case of our case, of Shulchan Echad, he really win. He really lost, right? He really lost. If he really lost, then you can't say, I'll use a Miko and make up another shul out of thin air and I'll win. No, you already lost the case. You have no koach in this case. You already lost the case. Again, you sort of have to fill in one of the other shuls. You should have won, it's going to be who. But in our case, you already lost the case. If you already lost the case, you can't start making up a Miko and a new shul and saying, now I'm going to win. But in the case of the Ayin, you already won the case. There your chayiv shvua, your chayiv shvua. No. There's a chayiv shvua that's really winning the case. Just you have a chayiv shvua beside. Here's a chayiv shvua that's really losing the case. We talk shvua yachol shav l'shali. And like there are some shvuas, like the Argmar says. Argmar says we talk shvua yachol shav l'shali. Okay, pasha. Mechuy shvua yachol shav l'shali by ein echad. That's why he loses here. But in the ayin, mechuy shvua yachol l'shali would win. If mechuy shvua yachol l'shali would win, then of course it's going to be different from our case. And of course he could win with a. Migu and Tosa's question never gets off the ground. Maybe he sells the question, why does the Migu work? But the question, why does the Migu work like the Ayin, never gets off the ground. Never gets off the ground because the Ayin, our whole Gemara is based on the Chuyish Shuvah and Yachl Shav Mashalim, and the Ayin, the Chuyish Shuvah and Yachl Shav would not be Mashalim. Okay, well, I wanted to get back and just tie that into a few things in our Tosa's Dura Maskel, having the Chuyish Shuvah, which I see I'm not going to have time. To do. So maybe next time we will just start by filling in. A few ha'aros to finish up our discussion of Tosfos Maskil Hav Mechuyav Shvua. There is a long Tosfos here, Bechol Mechuyav Shvua, etc., which is really a sugya in and of itself, but I don't want to spend too much time on because I do want to move on to other very, very important sugyas. So maybe we will.
You still want to do more with this?
No, I finished 65. I just didn't finish everything on 64. So I'll fill in a little more from 64. I think just in the interest of getting to all the other really important sugyas, it's really hard to skip over anything. Okay, I'll almost skip over Tov Maskel L'Chol Mechuyav Shvua, and I really want to move on to the next sugya. So we'll spend the first half of the next sugya finishing up some details of next year, finishing up some details. In the second half of Lamedal Days, we finished the Aleph yet. Oh, no, we didn't even finish the bottom. Okay, we'll spend the first hour finishing up our sugya, however much we get, however much we don't get. And then I really want to talk about the sugya of how Avril of Mitchell, a big tray. Will I get to it? Okay, we'll split our time next time between finishing up this sugya and the next sugya. Maybe I'll sit into a cheshbon and nefesh, how much patience people have to continue talking about Kuyishu and Yahoo Shav Mashali. And how much we should move on. And I'm not going to commit myself until I email out the course. Okay, but we'll at least get started on the next sugya, which is, and you know, Lama Dalana Bay's Tolachi Dots.
which is very fascinating. And then after that, we'll get to like the biggest shasugya in the biggest shasugya in the world, which is, you know, Mamanot Musafik, beginning from Betsy, et cetera, which means very, very geschmack. Okay, to be continued, Mirtz Hashem. I see we do have a much bigger crowd than I thought who are willing to come in person. So I know Morty is very, very protective of me. If I was a Betsy Mr. Rebbe, I would hire Morty as my gabbai twice. But nonetheless, we're going to give it a try since we do have a Chevra who are willing to come in person. We even have more people in person than on Zoom. We're going to give it a try, at least we'll see how it works out. Hopefully the new BA5, whatever they call it, that new mutation will behave, and people won't be scared off. So Thursday, we'll come back in person, 9 o'clock, see you here or on the Zoom. Thank you.